And now NPR's Netta Ulaby has a story about a hit TV show for kids that was almost ruined by its own movie adaptation. The show was Avatar: The Last Airbender. Its creators had no control over the big-budget movie, which bombed at the box office a couple of years ago. Now, as Netta tells us, the creators have a new show set in the same world. The Legend of Korra premieres tomorrow on Nickelodeon.
Okay, let's get one thing clear. This Avatar has nothing to do with blue people or James Cameron. Avatar: The Last Airbender was a super popular kid show on Nickelodeon a few years ago.
The sages tell us that the Avatar is the last airbender. He must be over 100 years old by now. He's had a century to master the four elements.
In this world, four tribes are each associated with a base element.
Water.
Fire. Earth. Air. Some people, called benders, can control one of those elements using half magic, half martial arts.
The breath becomes energy in the body. The energy extends past your limbs and becomes fire.
But only one person can control all four elements. That's the Avatar, who brings Taoist balance to the rest of the world. Brian Konietzko and Michael DiMartino draw on Asian philosophies when they dreamt up the show. Nickelodeon had asked them to come up with something like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter. But Konietzko says they found sword and sorcery-style magic unpersuasive.
Where does it come from? What's the limit? You know, why is one magician better than another if they're just saying a word?
Or just pointing a wand. So they took what they liked about Lord of the Rings and blended it with the gentle humor of Japanese anime master Hayao Miyazaki.
We wanted to make it natural. You know, it's all physical. It comes from the practitioner. It's a skill they have to learn and earn.
Obviously, there's a little kung fu movie love in there, too. You can feel the pulse of the Last Airbender's heart through the 15,000 handmade drawings that animate every episode. Brian Konietzko studied landscape painting at the Rhode Island School of Design, where he met DiMartino. He said he wanted to test the limits of a kid's TV show.
I always wanted it to be wider and bigger and deeper and have, like, more depth, more cinematic scope.
But on the big screen, the show's hand-painted look coarsened with cheesy CGI effects and live actors. The movie adaptation by M. Night Shyamalan cost $150 million and flopped epically. Fans complained the casting added weird racial implications, and they lamented the ham-fisted script.
Do not kill the Avatar! He will just be reborn again!
Oh, the movie. Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
Brendan Kane started watching The Last Airbender on TV when he was 7 years old. Now he's 15. He runs the new show's Facebook fan page. He could not be more pleased about the creators getting back their world.
It is pretty satisfying to see that.
It's very nice to be back in the driver's seat.
Brian Konietzko says the new show, The Legend of Korra, takes audiences back into The Last Airbender's shadowy snowscapes and pastoral tribal villages. But this show, meant for older kids, includes a steampunk metropolis with coughing old-fashioned cars and floating iron blimps.
Wow. Look at this place. I've never seen so many Saturnmobiles.
It's kind of set in a 1920s fictional Shanghai meets Manhattan.
In this show, Korra is the new Avatar. She travels to the city seeking training for her powers and stumbles into fighting crime.
You're in triple threat triad territory, and we're about to put you in the hospital.
The show is a lot moodier, I feel like. There's even, you know, certain episodes where it's like all at night in these alleys and there's
more noir.
The show's creators imagine their headstrong heroine as the kind of girl you might meet snowboarding.
She's muscular, and we like that. It's cool. It's, like, definitely better than being a waif who's about to pass out. So I know I look like a waif, so who am I to judge?
She's strong.
She lacks restraint.
Some Nickelodeon executives were worried, says Brian Konietzko, about having an animated action show with a female lead character. Television conventional wisdom says that girls will watch shows about boys, but boys will not watch shows about girls. During test screenings, though, boys said they did not care that Korra's a girl. They just said she was awesome.
Woohoo!
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.